Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 115 of the Need to Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Heezy, and I'm joined by fellow nerd, Patty B.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
Dude, and you're a little bit nerdier than you were last time we recorded, because you have watched and caught up on your first ever anime.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so we kind of talked about doing this episode, and we're going to do it. Like, I'm going to interview Patty about watching his first anime, and the fact that he binge-watched it, I think, is, for people like me, who grew up on, like, Toonami, that's weird. Like, that's a weird way to be introduced to a genre. Like, I mean, it's funny, because, like, I don't think the anime itself is a genre, and I think we'll get into that a little bit, but it's weird to think that, like, my son, for example, he's downstairs right now watching Bardock, the Father of Goku, which is a Dragon Ball Z movie. And he has watched almost all of Dragon Ball, all of Dragon Ball Z, Kai, and all of Dragon Ball Super already, as well as all of the Dragon Ball Super movies that are not a part of the TV show. And he watched probably all of that in, like, less than a year. Whereas, like, when he started Dragon Ball Z Kai, for example, and we're, like, diving really far into this already, but the opening scene of Dragon Ball Z Kai, which I talked about on our TikTok that we'll have to talk about in just a second, it just opens up with Bardock trying to kill Frieza, which I had to wait years and years and years and years to see. So, I'm excited to kind of talk about that. That's what we're going to talk about today. Before we do that, let's talk about the Discord. The Discord is public for everybody who's a CCMTG listener, a Smash Through listener, a listener of this podcast. And we have fantasy sports leagues that go on in there. We like to see people's trophy decks from Magic, talk about stuff that's going on there. We were supposed to be having game nights, but I got a job again. I've been on and off in jobs. It's been making that hard to happen, but, tons of things going on, tons of conversations going on there. And if you check that out, that'd be awesome. Don't forget to also subscribe on YouTube. When we hit 1,000 subscribers, we're going to be giving away a Nintendo Switch as well as Smash Bros. With our sister podcast, Smash Through. And then don't follow Heezy Game on TikTok. I cannot recover the TikTok account. I've been trying to record TikToks for the last two episodes. And they just say that I don't have the right password. They also say that the email is not associated with it. And there's no way for me to get in.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm curious.
Are you logged in?
I'm curious if I can. I'm gonna see if I can.
Go for it.
Right. I know we... Gotta mute this here. While I try and navigate to it. Home profile. Oh yeah, it says login expired.
Yeah, I'm gonna try on my other phone. But either way, we're gonna make a TikTok account specific for the show. And it'll be end-to-end pod, I'm pretty sure, on TikTok. We'll both have access and we'll be doing our weekly TikToks there, so check that out. Just want to let people know that, TikTok's account recovery is not up to par with some other places, and we cannot get back into our Heezy Game account.
Lame.
So, the nerd fact of the day today is not so much a fact as much as it's a moment for me, Patty B.
Okay.
Akira Toriyama passed away this last week, who is the creator of... many things that I love. Specifically, Dragon Ball is the one that I think comes to a lot of people's minds. But I think that so often we forget... I am going to cry. The legacy that this... I'm going to cry. Holy crap. Okay. I think we often forget the legacy a human can leave. And... one of the things that happened to me personally over the last few years is, trying to come to terms with, like, losing my religion personally. And kind of deciding, like, what do I think life is about? Like, what is life worth living for? Like, what are my fundamental beliefs? Things like that. And, you know, we kind of talked about that with Wes when he was on the show with The Good Place. And kind of, like, what that show meant to me.
It's a really good show.
Something that I've come up with is just, like, I believe that life is worth living because you can create an impact that is positive for people. Mm-hmm. You know, that it pushes humanity forward in any kind of way. You know, you don't, and you never know, you can't possibly know the impact that you're going to leave. And it's crazy to me to see the, when it started to come out and trickle through the internet, you know, to see the anime creators that are like, I literally would not be creating this super popular anime without your existence. You know, from One Piece to it just Fairy Tail, like all of the most popular anime you could think of, they exist because of this guy. And that's one kind of impact. But I think that people also don't realize that, like, he didn't just impact anime. I don't know if people even know that Chrono Trigger is his art. You know, one of the greatest video games ever created. And then the art for, of course, Dragon Quest. You know, one of the most popular and longest running JRPG series, right? So from manga to anime to video games, like, the, you know, if you're talking about impact, like, sometimes you just become immortal, right? Like, and the fact that, you know, Goku, we'll use Dragon Ball Z, has kind of done that, right? Like, if you say the word Goku, Patty B, you've never watched Dragon Ball. You know exactly who Goku is, what Goku stands for. And it's kind of like that Star Wars effect, right? Where it's just like, it's so much bigger than the creator itself. But the positivity of, like, this pure-hearted kid that turned into this hero for so many people. I don't know. I feel like I would be lucky to have a shred of an ounce of the impact that Akira Toriyama had on the world. And I'm pretty sad.
Yeah. I gotcha. I think a lot of people had these same kind of things, like when Carrie Fisher passed away, right? And yeah, it's definitely a hole, and yeah, he'll be missed.
Yeah, I think it's always so funny when people are like, you never met this person, like, how can you possibly be this sad? And it's like,
you didn't meet him in person, but, like, through, you get to see who people are through what they create. Right, whatever that is. So,
yeah. I mean, I would argue, you know, a lot of people never met Jesus, but he seems to have some pretty big impact on people's lives.
Pretty important guy, yeah.
So, sure. It's the number of hours I've spent on Dragon Ball Z video games or Dragon Quest or, like, just. It's such a huge part of my life personally, and you know, to get to share that with my son, it's been pretty cool. So, all right, well, we'll be right back. I gotta stop crying. We'll end us going into the rest of the show. Man, it's a good thing that we get to talk about somebody that doesn't cry at all like Deku.
Not at all.
I couldn't possibly imagine why my wife compares me to Deku all the time, because it's not like my eyes are a faucet in every available opportunity. So,
even when you're happy.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is like, you know, you think about something like a Kurtorama, right? Like, there's no way that, like, the show that we're going to focus this episode on, that doesn't exist without him. But Shonen Jump probably doesn't exist the same way without, you know, this person. But you know what does exist is the fact that we now live in a world where what we're about to talk about is possible. And I just want to, we're doing an episode on binge watching your first ever anime. And I want to classify this. Like, you've watched Dragon Prince. That was kind of our introductory into, not anime, but, like, you know, animated storytelling in more of a teen adult way rather than, you know, like, cartoons for kids.
Yeah, started with Avatar The Last Airbender, right? And then
Oh, sure.
I watched all that show, and, you know, Dragon Prince was a good segue because it's kind of, like, in between a little bit. It's made by those same folks. But yeah, no, I dove in.
So this is going to be kind of an interview style show. I'm going to interview Patty about this. And what I want this to be, Patty, is an opportunity for people like me to understand, you know, how can we be better stewards of people who have never watched anime? And because there's so much gatekeeping when it comes to media these days, and there's also so much pushing the things you love. And sometimes it's like, it's hard to know about, like, the right way to go about things. And I'm going to use an example is I believe that every single human in the world should watch The Good Place. I think it's literally the best piece of media ever created. Like, I don't even think it's the best TV show. Like, I think it's that good. I think that it because of the comedic sense of it, it opens people up to something really important, which is these philosophical questions about what do we owe each other? What does it mean to be human? What does it mean to connect with somebody? What does it mean to, you know, all those questions that it asks, right? But it does it in a way that is, haha, funny. Oh, wait, this is actually kind of serious. And I wonder if I myself should ask myself these questions. And what's so funny is anime does that across the board in a lot of different ways. We're going to talk about a Shonen Jump anime. So it's like an action tournament style, very, very, like, you know, like beat 'em up type of anime. But it also asks a lot of questions in this anime about humanity and about things like that. And I got to ask, like, Where did you come from in this? Like, what was your level of knowledge of anime before you turned on episode one of My Hero Academia?
Yeah, so it's kind of like you see people on the internet, right, who watch a ton of anime and are, like, super passionate about, like, it seems like people will pick one that they just, like, get all the, like, merch for. You think of, like, Dragon Ball or, like, the Naruto or One Piece folks who, like, make it almost like their entire personality. So it can be kind of intimidating, like, because you don't, like, that's like a third person glance at it, and thinking you have to be that to watch, to and you know, enjoy the art form, is can be pretty intimidating. But yeah, I think, I mean, we all watch cartoons, right? And I could just say it's like adult cartoons, or even, you know, cartoons with just more depth and storytelling.
Yeah, I think the storytelling is Avatar is such a good launching point for you to have seen first.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a quote from Mark Hamill, who voices
Ozai,
and he says, the reason I love the show is that it talks up to its audience. It doesn't talk down to them. It's teaching them up, lifting them as it teaches lessons, right? And, you know, I think that anime often does that. And I'm often shocked when I start a new anime at, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, because you don't expect some of the things that happen because it's a cartoon, quote unquote. You're like, oh, that would never happen in a cartoon. And you're like, oh my gosh, that just happened in a cartoon.
Yeah.
So that's good. Like I said, this is an interview. Not everything is going to be in the show notes. So I got to ask. Mm-hmm. Episode one, it might be the first line out after the opening. I can't remember exactly. You'd think I would, but not all men are created equal. That's a lesson I learned at a young age. That's like the first or second line of the show. Like, what was it like to just have such a deep line start the show off?
You know, that happens a lot in books too, right? I think storytelling in general.
Yeah.
Right. There's a big, like, high level concept. And it that does a really good job of, like, putting you into the space. Because the show is a lot about the relationships between heroes, villains, and the people without powers, like, and how they co-inhabit this world.
What were your expectations going in? Like, were you like, I mean, obviously it's hard because I'm your co-host.
Right.
So, like, what if you hated it? Like, what if you're like, this is garbage. I can't believe
it. I mean, if I hated it after the, I try to give something a season, right? Like, I very rarely
it's will a good first like season to give two. Something a season.
Yeah. I will rarely give something, you know, just like a couple, even some people just give something one episode and like that's seems like a mistake.
So what do you think? Like you sit down, this is your first Japanese anime. Oh, I gotta ask, because people are gonna, did you watch sub or dubbed?
Oh, dubbed. I think that's another step.
it's not another step. Don't validate the gatekeepers. I watch the show in both, and I think the dub is great. So,
my ADHD is wild. So yeah. Like having the lines said in English, like, will help me understand the story.
Yeah,
and. And when I say another step, first off, screw the gatekeepers. It's okay to watch something dubbed. It's okay to watch it subbed. We all have our preferences. It's just a preference. Get out of here with that energy.
Yeah. So, but you know, you're sitting down. Your wife's downstairs with COVID. You're upstairs all alone. You're like,
No. So we both were in the basement, but like she was in the living room. And I was in our bedroom locked away, but I had my Xbox. So I, you had Crunchyroll.
Got it.
And
don't tell people you stole Crunchyroll on the podcast.
I did not steal it.
You borrowed it.
It was on loan. You lent it to me.
Okay, go ahead.
For a week. And yeah, I was stuck there. I had, so literally, Shelby had just, I forget exactly like where Anastasia came into this, but it was like, Shelby tested positive, and like that day I had been asked to do Anastasia. So it was,
So you're like, I don't get to see my wife for a week.
I don't get to see my wife. I don't get to see this awesome cast that I had one rehearsal with. And the next day we're locked away.
You only had to do like two negative tests before you could go.
Yeah, I did like three.
Okay.
Just for good measure.
But you're sitting there with your Xbox. You've already returned Spencer's Star Wars games to him. You got nothing to do.
Yeah.
And you're like, you text me and you're like, all right, dude, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Like, I don't know what to do. I have all this time, so might as well just like get through this homework assignment.
Is that kind of how it felt coming in?
A little bit. Like, because I like I knew I was going to have to like start watching some anime. Just like not that I'd been necessarily averse to it. It's just something that never like.
You know, it's funny. Like even I'm the same way. Where like even if you want to do something, it's the start of doing the thing with ADHD that's like so hard to overcome. Right? Once you start it, yeah. It's whatever. I can like now do this thing. I've started the assignment, quote unquote.
Right.
Now I can just do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the hump of like it's like a you know whether it's writing an essay or doing something at work where you're like oh I'm just staring at this blank screen and it needs to turn into like. I can envision what the end result looks like, mm-hmm. and I can't see the middle part.
Even today, right? Like with you cleaning, right? Your kitchen.
That was my wife. Like, that was my wife's ADHD, for what it's worth. But yes,
yeah. Like when you get that bug of cleaning, yeah,
we were gonna record at like 11, and my wife gets home and she cleans the whole kitchen before making brunch, which good for her.
Great.
She's a superhero, but
yeah.
But yeah. So now you're there. And yeah. Are your expectations, is that what it is though? Like this is a homework assignment or is it like, how did you?
It started that way. Like I, you see Deku online a lot, like in various things, like him crying over the All Might film of him like saving 30 people as a kid, like is used a lot as a meme. So That was, for what it's worth, that was kind of cool. Having some context, too.
Dude, I gotta give some background on this. So I made Casey Bloodworth, one of my friends, former co-host, was easy to watch the beginning of that show.
Yeah. And
those first two episodes made me cry. Like the number of times where Deku felt insecure or not enough or like, but the moment where he's like, it's actually that moment. People, it's funny that it's a meme because it's actually like super sad and like makes me tear up every time. But he's like, that's not what I needed you to say, Mom. Like every time he hits me with that line, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. The show gets a lot deeper emotional. Than you think. It gets a lot deeper than you think with stuff like, you know, that's not everyone's equal. That's not what I needed you to say to me.
Like, Mom, that's not what I needed you to say. It's like, holy heart wrench. Like, because we've all been there, right? Like, parenting is hard.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, I'm so sorry that you can't reach your dreams. And, like, to her, it's like, I'm trying to comfort him. And to him, it's like, no, I need you to, like, push me.
Screw that.
Yeah.
Go get your dream. Yeah.
So we're still talking about episode one already, by the way. And I gotta know, like, at what point did it turn from that homework assignment for your expectations to like, oh, okay, I'm kind of digging this. Also, did it? Like, do you dig it? I guess that's a real question.
I dig it. I certainly dig it so much that so I don't know where this will fit, but I was watching it by myself, right, and did all like most of the season. I think I got to like somewhere in the middle of season 5 before the villain arc, and Shelby started watching it with me at that point. So she watched the entire like of season 5 and the villain arc before seeing any other bits of this anime. And so
we've like, covered all the way through season 5. So like if you've listened to this, you know, if you listen to
I was
this
gonna say like
and you haven't listened to the you haven't seen the first 5 seasons, go back and watch them. If you haven't listened to our episodes, go back and watch them.
They're great.
But yeah, like no season 6 spoilers, but go ahead.
So like for example,
what a weird place to walk into this show, by the way.
Right? That's kind of like another like weird side perspective.
What at what point was it? Is that it? Was it season 5 where you
No, like... oh no. For me it was like season 3 or not season like episode 3 or 4 in season 1. Like once he finally gets to UA and like starts like you get to meet all the other folks, all right, this is pretty good.
Okay. What did you love? What are moments that stick out that were just like, oh man, I loved this character, this moment. I mean, we'll get into characters actually. But like are there things that you love what I specifically want to know, I guess, is you're watching something in a medium that you've never watched something in. Was there anything that was like, oh, this probably couldn't have happened like this if it wasn't an anime, and I really liked that?
Yeah, I mean, we've come really far with like visual effects and stuff. I don't know if like I would say that like something's impossible live action.
You have not tried to watch live action animes yet.
Funny enough, before
did you watch One Piece?
We did. We watched the One Piece season one. Haven't watched One Piece. We watched the live action.
Bad example. That one's good.
Pretty great.
That one's really good.
I've heard things people complain about a lot of.
They complain about One Piece?
Not One Piece.
Oh, that one's really good. That one's a really good adaptation. Like
Death Note and.
No, Death Note is the best adaptation of all time. It's Mason Clark's favorite. In fact, if you're listening to this and you're like a big Mason Clark fan, just tell him how much you love the live adaptation of Death Note. He loves hearing that. It actually makes his day every time somebody says it's their favorite thing in the world. So go ahead and send him some messages on Twitter. That's at Mason E. Clark. Anyway, keep going.
Oh, man. You put me in the crosshairs there with that. But, I it's hard to say that like something maybe couldn't be done in live action, but maybe like the emotion and like the feeling that it gives you, because that's something that might not be replicatable across mediums.
This is actually a really common complaint about live action adaptations of animes, is that you can kind of get away with louder, bigger emotions when it's in a cartoon than you can when you're literally looking at somebody, because it looks fake when like the person's doing it, right?
Right. Whereas and you cartoons, can have an anime character go like,
yeah, exactly. And it's kind of whatever, right? It's like, haha. Yeah. And I'm curious if you feel like that helped or hurt at all.
Help or hurt My Hero?
No, you just your enjoyment of it.
Yeah,
can I give you an example?
Sure.
Bakugo.
You damn nerd!
Like I you know, this is your experience, but I'm kind of curious. Like, you know, you get as somebody that had to watch. I binged the first season of My Hero. Mm-hmm. Season two is just coming out. And I'm curious, like, by the end of season two and the end of season three, like, Bakugo is like this character that if you binge watch the whole show, I'm kind of curious what his growth looks like to you.
Yeah. So for him, I mean, he was a real, real asshole to Deku. Well, even you know the name Deku was intended as an insult initially, right? So, and he did some horrible, horrible things. But then, like, once people start, because you get to see him more when everyone else starts interacting with him, and you kind of get a glimpse into his aspirations and like. What he like really wants, and you know, you kind of understand, but this angry, which I thought he was going to be like one of my favorite like main characters. Just like when I first watched, I looked at like a picture of all the students, right? I was like, oh, dude's got grenade hands, that's awesome. doesn't actually have grenades for hands. And it's cool that he can use his quirk without that. But yeah, and then I see this guy just be like one of the worst and like meanest people to this poor little kid. And yeah, he definitely grows, and you see a lot more of him and his like drive.
So it worked. Like you got to see it, even though you didn't have to wait week to week to digest his. Okay. I guess I kind of interrupted the question though. Is that outside of the medium, is there anything that you really loved about these seasons, the story?
Yeah, I think we were talking a little bit in the car yesterday on the way to the RCQ, and I like the way that you explained My Hero a little bit, where you compared it to like X-Men. It's just like this is X-Men in anime, like, you know, Charles Xavier's school for the gifted. And yeah, like
it's almost just to be clear, I want to say how I feel about the show for those who like have never watched anime.
Mm-hmm.
It is like if Peter Parker ended up at Dr. Xavier's school for the gifted. It's kind of like a person who's not born a mutant suddenly becomes a mutant, mm-hmm. and is now thrust into that world is almost like what it is.
Yeah, that's yeah. And like to see some of the, because you know, he wasn't born with it. And it's not his, like the making something your own and like making that power his is a cool arc, like going from just like completely brutalizing and breaking your body time after time, trying to figure out how it works. It's like this weird like super puberty.
Super puberty has been said on the podcast.
Yes.
Alright. Is there anything you attach to? Like, the reason that I asked this question, it is, I think, well known from my former co-host, from my wife, from my son. There might be a character that I share some similarities to in maybe the way that I speak when I'm excited about something. I don't know. Maybe there's a character that I relate to in this show. Is there anything that you attach to? Also, I gotta ask. Did you see What My Wife Makes Fun of Me For?
What?
That I'm a total nerd like Deku, and like, just I'm basically him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I. Especially when you start talking about things that you really like are excited right, okay. about.
I get
like,
it.
I can see the like the words as you're like talking to yourself and then going through it and explaining everything in your head and you're talking it out. Like, yeah, you're Deku. Right. Fine.
My wife makes fun of me. We'll be watching the show. She'll be like, "That was you." Okay,
that was you.
You don't have to say that every three episodes. What about, was there something you attached to, or I mean, I know one of them that I want to call out if you don't, but I'm kind of curious if there's anything you want to call out.
Start with yours.
Well, apparently you think that your Mr. Izawa and your wife have the same energy, and I thought that was great.
Yeah, because he always gets, when he's ready to like let them go do their thing, he bundles up in a sleeping bag and goes to sleep. And just like, my wife has that kind of energy, and
I love that.
I love it. Yeah. Like another thing, speaking, you know, talking about Shelby, because of the way that she watched it, she didn't know that All Might was big. Right? Like, she'd only seen Small Might.
Anyway, what was your other one?
I really love Todoroki as a character.
Can I ask, did you like him before the Todoroki arc?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, first off, I mean, this is kind of into the like our favorite characters thing, as well. But having, like, I think he had one of the cooler powers of, like, anybody, right? Brought in on recommendation, like, which helps to, like, have one of the, like, guys is going to be one of the main characters to have, like, one of the coolest powers. And the whole relationship with his father and mother, like, it's really good storytelling.
Yeah, that's not on your average Sunday, Saturday morning cartoon.
No. Nope. Nope.
Can I ask, none of this is kind of, back to my question, though, is like, there's so many characters in this show. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons that this show specifically is so popular is people gravitate towards the side characters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot. And I was curious if there was anybody that, like, reminded you of yourself or, like, your ideals or your values or, I don't know, just, like.
Sure. I connect a lot with Tenya Iida. I don't know how to explain that, but you seem to get a smile when, like, as if I was speaking truth. Like, who do you think I connect with as a character?
So there were two that I was gonna guess.
Okay.
One of them was Tenya. I think Ida's, one of the interesting things about Iida is that he thrives trying to pursue greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, but he is emotional, but, like, tries to rein in his emotions probably to a fault sometimes, and it can cause him problems. I don't know. I can see why you would relate to him. The other one that I thought of was actually Coda, who is the one that speaks to animals.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're so kind. Like, just actually, you're, like, one of the sweetest human beings in the world. And I don't know, like, it could also be hard to, I could see how it could be hard to, like,
it's hard to connect with him because he's so quiet.
There's a couple things. One, he's so quiet. Also, like, sometimes I think that the people with, like, the not anamorphic quirk, but you know what I mean? The physical quirks. Well, no, the quirks that change you physically, I think can be hard for people to relate to. But, like, if you were, like, who's the kindest person in My Hero? I would either say Coda or Uraraka. Like, those would be, like, those are the two kindest people. And to me, like, he is quiet, but you're also pretty quiet. Like, even on the show, I feel like I often have to, like, push you to talk more.
But yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and especially, I mean, I would say Iida as well with, like, you know, I have some imposter syndrome, right? Like, I don't feel like I'm enough a lot of times. Yeah, and, like, especially after.
I think a lot of people struggle with that in this show.
Yeah, especially after dealing with the hero killer. After Stain, right? That, like.
Yeah.
Iida has to kind of, like, work his way back to, like, be like, what am I about?
I like that you connected with Iida. That's a good character to connect to. I'll
randomly blurt out stuff really loudly too. Like,
yes, you and I share that quirk. what did you think of the way that I've handled Maxwell watching this show?
I think it is great that he can enjoy this without having to watch some of the more graphic things.
You're not a parent. I'm kind of curious, is this how you would have handled a 7-year-old wanting to watch it? Would you have waited?
Probably. Like, I think everything is like PG-13.
Yeah.
For the most part. There's obviously a lot of like,
there's a lot of G too, right? Like,
yeah,
there's episodes a lot of G. That's just G, 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 and then it's like, oh, that's PG, and then it's like, oh
my, yeah, right. Like, I imagine he has not watched the villain arc.
Nope.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's true. He actually hasn't watched past. I'd have to double check, but like, I let him watch the Class 1A versus Class 1B.
Okay. Yep.
I think that's the last thing he's watched. But there's also a bunch before that that I made him skip. That I basically just told him what happened and didn't let him watch it.
Yeah. That makes sense. So. And, like, obviously, yeah, I'm not a parent. I don't know. But, like, you can find those things. And it's okay. Like, I think you telling him what happened, and like, it's good that he's like okay with that, and that he like, I mean, that's not like an issue.
Well, I've had friends ask me, like, you know, about this show, because other parents will let their kids watch all of this show at a pretty young age, like kindergarten, first grade, second grade, which is where Maxwell's at. And I'm like,
yeah,
you could probably watch the whole first season with any of those kids. Like literally, it probably actually teaches them important lessons, like really fun to watch together. You can watch most of season two, but you should probably not watch the Stain arc.
The Hosu incident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it make you want to watch more anime?
Yes. I'm going to, I think, start watching some more anime, some of the bigger ones. I think, man, after, so One Piece has gotten really big, right? Now we watched the first live action season.
Wow, that is a commitment.
We talked about it on Saturday a little bit, like what the commitment entails. And like, I might be okay just, see, here's part of my problem too.
Here's how I watch it. If we don't know what to watch, and we have nothing that we're like trying to catch up on, we'll turn on
these and get one there. Yeah, that is probably a good way to go about it, because like right now I'm trying to get Shelby caught up. We're kind of like,
yeah. So you're trying to get Shelby caught up on My Hero, and like,
yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm only on episode 20 of One Piece. There, you know, so. The way that I'm watching it, you know, there are nights where we'll watch like three of them or something. You know, like, mm-hmm. you know, we've gotten past some major arcs. I have not watched the entire live action because I think it covers like the first 60 episodes or something.
Yeah,
I wanted to watch all of them in anime and then watch it on live action. So
that makes sense. That makes sense. So. I don't know if it's possible to do that, where like, because we kind of like, when we find a thing, we hyperfixate and like watch all of them. So maybe that's not, I don't know. We'll have to see. You know,
it's only like 2000 episodes. So it's only like 2 years of your life.
It's like 1000 ish. So yes, I do want to watch more anime. Not as averse.
You know, I'm curious. Like, your first anime was Shonen. Is there, like, have you thought about looking into, like, the comedies, the romance ones, the sports ones?
Not really. Not yet. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you've entered what people envision anime is what you've watched.
Yeah.
So, like, and some of the sports animes often are shonen animes, for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. Like, they are Shonen Jump anime, because of, like, the tournament styles and, like, things like that. Like, those are Maxwell's favorite, for example. Like, we watched Blue Lock together, which is a mm-hmm. soccer anime. It's also really effing good. And, you know, there's we're watching a basketball anime now, but there's like lots of different stuff depending on that. Also, you have to watch Food Wars no matter what. Even if you just watch like three episodes with Shelby, it's really, it shows you how weird anime can be. So.
Okay. Well, I mean,
it's about cooking food.
Gotcha.
Kind of. It's okay. Kind of about that. It also might be. It might be naughty, but it's not naughty because it's food. It's very confusing.
Yeah, there's the naughty side of it too, which is like speaking another of which, like first
let's
impression.
Go to our last question. Because it's the one that we've kind of avoided, but you actually had an interesting answer in the car. What anime tropes did you notice, if any at all?
So one thing that Shelby said immediately when watching it together with her, when so a lot of the names are harder. Who?
Momo. Momo.
Yo, yes, Yayorozu. Yeah, so when she first saw Momo, she's like, oh my god, boobs.
She's 14, Shelby. Calm down. Yeah. She actually might be like 16 by the end of the show, but also, just, 16, Shelby, yeah. Calm down. Yeah, what did you think of their answer for that? I gotta ask.
They kind of went over that in the, like...
In the interview with Mount
Lady.
We, like,
just watched that episode. Like,
oh, yeah, the interview with Mount Lady and Midnight.
Yeah. Where like some of the costumes like have to be a little more scandalous for them to use their like abilities, right? Like,
I mean, Midnight specifically literally is a worse hero because she has to wear clothes,
right? Because she like emits like the stuff from her skin,
right?
And the cloth.
And Yajirozu, you know, Momo's the same, right?
Like, from her, yeah. For chest. Well,
she knew it from her back too, but
oh sure,
but yeah, she often. I mean, it's easier to catch the thing,
right?
gotcha.
And they lean into it a little bit with our great friend, you know, who's the perv. So
I gotta ask. You don't know this, but did you know that he is like maybe the most hated character in all of anime right now?
Really.
Yeah, so it's funny. We've had this conversation on the show. I don't know if you listened to the My Hero episodes with me and West. But the way that I view Mineta is he is a caricature of how not to act. And the cast treats him as so. As stop it, you suck, don't do that, right?
Yeah.
And so he is used as an example of how not to be. And so, I think that there's a value in that.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel like the character just shouldn't exist, that he makes the show worse. And I think that if we lived in a world where people didn't act like Mineta, that would be true. He would serve no value.
Right. But, I mean, that's its whole side of things with anime, too. So, like... It's I like that where you kind of it's a caricature of how not to be.
Any other tropes that you noticed? Anything?
Well, I texted you because I didn't understand. I'm used to standard television, mm-hmm. where they have one song, like to open. Open the show with one, you know, theme music. Definitely did not realize that happened in other shows where they just like change the music, and two, how frequently that occurs.
So it's two a season.
Yep.
The mid-season finale, then you change the song. But this has got to be the question then. Do you know your favorite My Hero OP?
Yeah, we're getting. Because I'm having having Shelby like analyze and like kind of get this answer from her going through. There's two that are like my top-ish list.
Okay.
Is The one where it ends with him going to the Deku going to the side and with the plus ultra at the end. And then the ending where it's like EK.
Okay.
Like those two. Those are my top two.
Dude, this is important to some anime fans. Like anime OPs, like even Maxwell, like sometimes we'll be watching and I'll skip the OP because I've seen it like.
And he's like, bro.
He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and maybe it's mid-season two or it's the first half of season three. Like them, the ending credits where it's like, almost feels like Zelda or like high kind of like fantasy.
Oh, that is, I think that's season three.
Yeah.
It's either second half of season two or season three. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So like, that's kind of cool too, that like they like explore that space a little bit.
Dude,
with like
you're this. Such an anime nerd. You like got into that stuff. I love it.
I didn't realize. Yeah.
I love it.
Who knew?
Patty B, I gotta ask. If somebody is not an anime nerd, would you recommend this to be their first anime?
I would say continue on the path that I or do the path that I did. I think we've got a good formula where it's like
go watch Avatar.
If you haven't watched Avatar: The Last Airbender, watch Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Then watch My Hero.
And then watch My Hero.
Okay, I love it. Where can people find you?
Don't skip Dragon Prince, but it's not like necessary.
Dude, you know what's so funny is we'll talk about this off the show, but like I'm having a hard time with the next part of Dragon Prince. I don't know why.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. Where can people find you?
Cool. They can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at PattyBMTG. And then soon on TikTok.
And it'll be in the show notes. Whatever we do, just look in the show notes for our new TikTok. You can find me at Heezy Game on Twitter. You can find the show at Need to Nerd Pod on Twitter. And you can find the show, I assume it'll be N2N Pod on TikTok. Like and subscribe if you do. A baby cow will get its first drink of milk today. So, you know.
Not just any baby cow. One of those like cute, fluffy Highland cows.
Oh, like the miniature Highlands?
The miniature Highlands.
Apparently a miniature Highland will get its first drink of milk today. So my wife and daughter both asked for one of those for Christmas.
Nope. Get my, they have Build-A-Bear versions of those.
So I don't know if you know this. You know that I'm like an award-winning pig farmer?
No, I did not know that. You an FFA kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Award-winning pig raiser. My life goal is to own horses. Like own and raise and I'm a total cowboy turned nerd.
Okay, so you're saying we should go get a ranch.
Well, I'm already going to create a goat farm with your boss. Do you not know this?
Cool. No.
You've never talked about the goat farm?
No. Now I have to.
Oh, no. Nick and I are moving to the mountains. We're raising goats.
Sign me up. I'm in. Let's do it.
If you like the show, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars is super helpful. And then leave a comment. You know, whether it's YouTube or on Spotify, we ask, what do you want us to talk about? And we take those subscriptions, those comments very seriously. Patty B, thank you so much. I can't believe you did this, for one. And then I also can't believe you loved it so much. Like, the fact that you're like, I watched this show and I'm immediately watching the whole thing again is like such a Spencer thing to do. Do you know how I watched the show? Have I told you?
Well, you said you watched all of season one, and then...
No. Do you know how I watched, like, literally, if a new episode came out, do you know what would happen?
No.
Oh, I have to end the show this way to tell you, explain why I've seen the show so many times. I watch the Japanese dub when it comes out. I then watch the English dub when it comes out. And then I re-watch the English dub with my wife. And I do that for every single episode. So there is not an episode of My Hero that I have not seen three times. And there also, I have also watched almost all of them with Maxwell. I have also rewatched almost all of, I have rewatched all of them for this podcast. So I have seen every episode of the show at least five times, except for season six.
That's some dedication.
And some of them seven.
We're going to have to go to Comic-Con in some My Hero cosplay or at some point.
I could go as Fatcub.
No, that's me, man. I am Fatcub.
Thank you, everybody, so much. Right. And we'll see y'all next time with another episode of the Need to Nerd podcast.